Father's Day is literally right around the corner, and many families plan on taking in the nice weather and sharing a meal together while grilling outside. In order to ensure a positive grilling experience for your family, we thought we'd get some expert tips. Dr. Jeff Sindelar is with the University of Wisconsin, and it's safe to say he knows a thing or two about meat.
I do have a PhD that says Doctor of Philosophy in Meat Science hanging on my wall in my office.
Well, you're the man then. Hey, listen, it's Father's Day weekend coming up here. We want to make sure that we have a successful grilling experience. Take me through the steps to ensure a successful grill out.
The steps are very simple. Step one, go buy whatever cut of meat or poultry that you're interested in and buy a lot of it. Step two, dust off that grill, fire it up, do a practice run, make sure it all works. Make sure that the burners are working. If it's gas, make sure that it's all cleaned up. If it's a charcoal, make sure that it's all ready to go when you start putting those first cuts of meat, and then be prepared. Make sure that you know what you're going to cook, how you're going to cook it, and how it's going to be served and when it's going to be served. And then think about food safety. Make sure that you've got all the boxes checked. Make sure that you're storing the meat before you grill it at proper temperatures. It's not sitting out on a counter for an afternoon, for example. That you've got separate cutting boards, one for raw, one for cooked. You've got separate knives, one for raw, one for cooked. You've got plenty of paper towels, hot water, and soap handy so that you can prevent cross-contamination. And then make sure that you've got a hungry group that's ready to feast on your creations. And of course, don't forget the most important part, which is to make sure that you are relaxed and ready to have fun before you put that first cut of meat or poultry on the grill.
Dr. Sindelar sure makes it sound easy, doesn't it? Some people say it's all about the rub, it's all about the spice, but some people like me might say less is more.
Absolutely. That's one of the great things about barbecuing, about grilling, is that every time it's done, it's absolutely personalized to everyone's likes and interests, as well as their comfort level, and how creative they want to be, how much they want to explore. Some are very traditional. Some grill masters are very traditional. Salt, pepper, nothing more. Others love to dabble with different seasoning blends that might have salt and different types of peppers and cardamom and caraway and an array of different spices that can really bring out a whole array of different types of different flavor profiles in those grilled cuts. So it's really the sky's the limit. Some love to cook with marinades and actually marinate their cuts for a day or up to a week to change the flavor profile as well.
We walk up and down aisles at Menards and Home Depot, and we see all kinds of different utensils and tools and tricks, and maybe even different grills that are at our whim, if you would. We can use them. What do you recommend? Is there a secret? Do we really need that $1,000 grill? Do we really need 15 different handheld utensils to make a great steak?
So the answer is both yes and no. Yes, we need all that stuff, but no, we really don't need it. One can be very successful with a small, inexpensive, you know, $20, $30 grill, something that will hold heat and have something supportive, a cut of meat, have some type of temperature control, or you can go the sky's the limit and buy a very extravagant, very well-designed, high-capacity, efficient grill or smoker and spend, you know, up to many, many thousands of dollars doing it. And the same is true for all the gizmos and gadgets. You can get by with a fork and a knife, or you can buy very expensive, very elaborate tools and utensils that all do the same job, just do it differently. All of them provide different experiences. Hopefully, all of them provide different levels of fun and satisfaction along the way.
If we had just a couple, we need tongs, maybe a fork. What else do we need?
Tongs, a fork, cutting board, good knife, and a good accurate thermometer. Of course, your grill, some seasonings of some type, either salt or pepper or both, or other types of ingredients, a marinade if you wish, and a little bit of time.
There you go, grilling tips from a real-life meat expert, Doctor of Meat Science at the University of Wisconsin, Dr. Jeff Sindelar, with some tips to ensure your Father's Day grilling experience is a success. For the Farm Report, I'm Bryant Gill.